Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, and happy how many ever days it is after New Year's to my publisher.
Oh, it's a lot of days after New Year's, I guess.
Yeah.
Happy back to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And to what do I owe this huge honor of hearing from you?
Number 11. Lesson number 11.
Ooh, we're going to do a recorded phone call. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so number 11 really boils down to effectively using your imagination, and you're encouraging people to just, actually, you lifted something. Do you remember who wrote that piece that you lifted off and put into lesson number 11? Where they get them to imagine the lemon, slicing the lemon in the juice. And who actually wrote that?
I think it comes from way back when Earl Nightingale, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's pretty effective.
Oh, it's very effective. Right now, my mouth is doing it.
<It's>
crazy, isn't it?
Well, I think that's because you and I are practicing it. We practice our using our imagination every day when we work with our team, our groups, so to speak.
Yeah.
In virtual reality.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. So, I've got this. My mouth is watering so bad right now. It's amazing. Love it. You know, I just read an article. I was went on and did some research on, let's see, I got to be careful. I don't want to jump ahead on what I did on another one I sent you, but so I won't even mention the title of it. But what I'm amazed at is the stuff that I ran across in my research. I did about an hour. Compiled a whole bunch of quotes and notes and forgot where all of them were. There were about 25 different articles, but one was talking about, and it was I think it was Duke University or something. They did a whole what's the word I'm looking for? Experiment, and found that there are those who can easily get a tan as effective, in fact, a sunburn as effective as sitting out in the sun for an hour by just imagining it for 10, 15 minutes being lying on the beach.
No way.
Have you ever seen that one? I'd never seen that one before.
I'd never even heard of that. Getting a sunburn. What?
Yep.
By imagining it.
Well, you know, going with my psychiatrist friend for so many years and going to his ongoing education stuff, you know, required for maintaining the license, doing stuff with guys who were using hypnosis for as an anesthetic, and watching all the things they could do, you know, like it could turn their one hand blue and you'd touch it and it'd be cold, and the other hand would be red hot, just like they'd lifted it out of a bowl of hot water, and they'd do it instantly. Well, it's all just imagination, if you want to use that word rather than hypnosis, but it's amazing what our minds can achieve. It was our dear friend Napoleon Hill that said, whatever the mind can conceive, it can also achieve. And which gets back to what Jesus said, one of my favorites is, you know, nothing shall be impossible to anyone who believes enough. And it's so true, and we are limit ourselves so much by with our unbelief that it's not true. So anyway, I was remembering when I lived in the Bahamas for a while how nice it was to lay out on a beach, and I was thinking, just before you called, I was thinking, you know, I think I'll do that. I think I'll go back in my memory bank, and I used to be extremely tanned from that. And
so do you have a better tan? Did it work?
Well, I haven't tried it yet, but I'll bet I do. I bet I will. I don't see any point in not. I mean, you know, people are funny because they'll say, well, I think you can use your mind for better things than that. Well, I don't know. Not necessarily. It's just like the lemon thing. It's such a great practice. And it's just like one fellow who told me, you don't, what do you need all those 10 dead people? I, you know, for one thing, they're not dead. They're alive. And why you people can say that Jesus is alive, and yet as soon as somebody starts communicating with him because he is living, and I've had some pretty wild experiences that I've shared over the years by taking psychiatric patients and having them imagine Jesus in the room with us and all of them being healed and their spouses. So, and it just blows me away that I don't use, for all the experiences I've had, that I don't use my mind far more effectively, you know? But anyway.
Well, I think it's
sorry,
about training and practice. No,
yeah,
no,
it is about training and practice.
Apologize.
Application.
Application, 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 and that's germane to your point earlier that our school system misses the mark on that one. It's designed to produce something, but it, you know, it's not like imagination isn't encouraged because there is the portion of school that is art and finger painting, and then even some of the discussions around the books that you're required to read, it requires some imaginative interpretation. And so the thing is that it's not emphasized and it's not practiced as a skill. It's just wrapped up in a dialogue about something else.
So specifically, why did you want to talk about number 11?
Well, actually, I just wanted to encourage people. I just wanted you to, you know, talk a little bit more about where you found what you found and encourage people to start practicing. Not just once a week, but daily, several times a day, practice.
Yeah, and if you want some evidence, just go on Google, which is my favorite search engine, just because I think it's far more expansive than any of the others that are out there. But go on Google and just type in how powerful is the imagination. It'll blow you away. You'll get scientific articles and all kinds of stuff. It's just fascinating. And again, we underuse our minds, which is what Einstein said. You know, I mean, when you boil down what he said, the imagination is so much more powerful than all the education in the world. Well, again, and you just said it. So, you know, apply it. Use it. And I guess you should really say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Hey, I love you, man. Thanks for the
love
call.
You too, buddy.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.